We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Your official station to talk Jets.
Sauce has a tremendous mental makeup to him that allows him to see the game differently than what most players can.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Oh yeah. You are now listening to the smooth vibes and sounds of Keith McPherson on the late night, KM to AM, on WFAN, The Fan, New York, 101.9 FM. Yeah, let's get it. Let's get back into it. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Looking at some things. Nasty Nestor on the mound tomorrow against TBD. Did they go ahead and figure out who's going to pitch for them? Bullpen game, probably. You know how they like to do down there in Tampa. Didn't they invent that? We got Jordan Montgomery versus Shane Baz on Wednesday. But Nasty Nestor Day. And coming up, folks, Nasty Nestor Night at the stadium Friday night. Hard to get a ticket. Nasty Nestor Night. Hard to get a ticket. Literally hard to get a ticket. This is probably going to be the biggest series at the stadium so far this year. Four games against the hated Astros. Nasty Nestor T-shirt night will be Friday. Nestor is going to pitch today, Tuesday, so he won't be in line to pitch on his shirt night. That's probably better. Either way, Cole will pitch in that series against his old team. And that Thursday night, I think I'm supposed to lead roll call. If I don't get too nervous and chicken out, you know how I am. Just kidding. Definitely not going to get nervous and chicken out on the roll call. Gladly we'll help turn Yankee Stadium up and get the bleachers with the creatures going. But I'm so excited for this homestand. I'm so excited for this Astros series. I already told y'all the F Altuve. Like that, it's valid. Go ahead. I know that there's people, they're going to, they'll spend $100 on a ticket just to get the chance to yell F Altuve in Yankee Stadium because they missed it last year. I was at all the games of the Astros series last year. I was actually looking back at videos of how weird it was with the 10% capacity and the like hazard tape on the bleacher seats because they were trying to, like, they roped off the actual seats. Right, but in the bleachers, there's not actual seats, so they just put like hazard tape over them. I don't know. But yeah, I'll have to resurface those videos. I hate the Astros. Just have always had like a hate relationship, not a love-hate relationship, just a hate relationship with them. I think it really started in the 2015 AL wildcard game, going to that game, losing that game. I'm like, the Astros are good. And then, you know, they cheated and everything else. So looking forward to this series coming up this weekend. But we got to handle business. Got to take two more from the Rays. Sweep them again in the Trop, which is Yankee Stadium South, which used to be a house of horrors. You heard Sweeney and Susan talking about it. It used to be a house of horrors for the Yankees down there in St. Petersburg. But now it seems like the Yankees own that place a little bit more. And obviously they've always owned the fans there. Yankees fans live in Tampa. The spring training site, George M. Steinbrenner Field being down there. There's plenty of Yankees fans, the Tampa Tarpons, Tampa Yankees, like plenty of Yankees fans that fill up Trashacana Field. So Let's go, Nestor. Let's go, Nestor. Take the series tonight. My guy, Adam, out in Manalapan, home of the Braves. What's up?
I'm Mark. How you doing, Papa?
All right. Hosting, holding it down.
Good. I'm sorry. I'm going to have a little laryngitis. Listen, I was a chef in New York City. So my boss owned this hotel by the Javits Center. Paul O'Neill was there, right, with his son. And I remember bringing up these special trays for parties. And this is 7 years ago. Paul O'Neill was so thick and strong. And I'm looking through at the gym watching him and his son work out, right? His son looked just like him. Huge chest, but in great shape. I was like, this dude is like 50-something. He's unbelievable.
The warrior.
Yes. Last story. So I worked as a big chef at a hedge fund, and this big executive secretary comes in, and she says, listen, you have to make lunch with these two little girls. They're very sweet. They're twins. Please take care of them. Nobody else is around. Okay, bring them in. I'm a twin, too. And I'm like, okay, little girlies, come in. What would you like? Blah, blah, blah. Very cute, very nice. And I'm like, what's your last name? And they're like, we're Cohen. I'm like, Cohen. I'm like, okay, you're not in my temple, but okay, great. So I made them lunch. There's a kiss on the cheek. Bye-bye. You know who they were? This is the big Mets owner's two little twin daughters.
Of course.
Yep. Two little cuties, I was like, wow. I mean, back then, I didn't know, you know. But every time I'm like, wow, this dude has money coming out of his freaking ears. They're going to, if they need different guys, just.
Adam, you still there? Just had a little slip of the tongue. It happens. Especially when you're telling a story passionately about something you've lived. Adam is gone. But, yeah, good story. Paul O'Neill, Steve Cohen, Mets, Yankees, WFAN. That's what we do all day. Mets, Yankees. Good story of, Paul O'Neill's kid and Steve Cohen's daughters. Let's move on. Pat is in Stamford, Connecticut on the fan. You got it, P-A-T.
Yo, Keith, how you doing, man?
Great, man. Good to be back.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk Anthony Rizzo, because I know he's getting some appreciation now, but I don't think people really realize just how amazing he is. And the thing that's really got my attention now is this whole, like, I hit better when I get hit by pitches. I don't know if you've been following that.
Yeah, and he's always been a hit-by-pitch guy. That's funny you say that, because he got out of the way of one Sunday, and I was like, oh, that's because he wants to hit, because he could have taken that off his knee.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a post-game press conference, and one of their beat reporters said something about, you know, he's about to be, like, number six on the all-time list or something. That number's wrong, but...
No, but he's up there.
He's close to a milestone hit by pitch. And he kind of like looked at him and he said, yeah, you're right. I haven't gotten hit in a while. Like maybe I need to get hit by a pitch. And then up in Toronto, somebody referenced it. They said, you know, you've really been, you know, hot lately. And he said something about, you know, I got hit by a couple of pitches. Ever since then, I've been hitting better. And then the reporters. And then Meredith on the Yes Network. It's like, I think it started as a joke, but it doesn't make sense. Like if he owns the plate, you know, and he's dominating the plate, it would make sense that, you know, I don't know if it's cause or effect. Like, is he hitting better because he's dominating the plate, or is the pitcher coming in because he's hitting well?
It's all connected in his approach.
Yeah, exactly. It's all connected.
He's close to the plate, and then when he gets hit, he's like, I'm in the game. Kind of like in football. I remember playing football.
Yeah.
You want to get tackled one time. Yeah, you get hit hard one time, you're like, okay, now I'm in the game. Until you make contact with someone or something, you're not fully in the game.
Yeah, so to your point, like, I wanted Freeman as much as anybody. I was disappointed that they didn't make a run at Semien or Seager. But, like, I couldn't, like, kudos. They earned our trust for this time being. Like, you know, whatever happens at the trade deadline, it'd be great to upgrade somewhere. But, you know, if they stand pat and just add a pitcher here or there, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks. I'm hoping to see, you know, what kind of talent they got in the bullpen that we might be scouting. And, you know, the Jameson and Clay can serve as advanced scouts. But
maybe the Pirates want to help us again. They've already said plenty.
Absolutely, baby. They don't want to win. So, and then the only other thing I'd say is one last thing. You know, Rizzo's hitting with Judge's private swing instructor, who's this like internet guru. And I saw something somewhere where they asked how it came to be that Rizzo had started to come around. And the guy said, well, you know, Aaron never, you know, recruits anybody. You know, people in the locker room and clubhouse know that we work together and they'll talk hitting. And eventually, if it gets to a level, and, you know, then he might invite them to a workout. He said, but more than anything, you know, the reason that he brings them is because the guys are struggling and Aaron wants to win more than anything. And I was like,
yeah,
you know, I think Rizzo is the same way. He could have taken an extension from the Cubs, stayed there, and, you know, he turned out 60 and 70 million and ended up with 32. You know, who knows what happens after the 2 years of this contract, but I think the guy is focused solely on getting another ring because he's had one, and I couldn't be happier to have him at first. I think it's amazing. So with that, I'll just leave it. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Pat. I'm glad you said that because I've been getting those vibes from Rizzo all year. This guy smells another championship. He wants to be a two-time World Series champion with two historic franchises, the Cubs and the Yankees, immortalized. This is a guy that can lead the way, that can show other guys the way. I was thinking about Brett Gardner and how it was Brett Gardner in the clubhouse as the only guy with the ring. But that was a long time ago. That was 2009. 2016, Rizzo won it. That's more, you know, recent and closer and tied to memory and at least like tangible to say, okay, like you did it 6 years ago. You know what it took to get there. What are we not doing that team was? And he's leading the way. And I think he's definitely helped Aaron Judge. And I think him hitting after Aaron Judge, they obviously have something together there. You just heard Pat say that they use the same hitting coach. That's news to me. I didn't know that. Just learned something there. That's cool. And I think Anthony Rizzo had the opportunity to go back to Chicago, but you don't go backwards, right? You don't need to go backwards. You won there. You closed the book there. That time is done. He re-signed with the Yankees. And in this offseason, from podcast to any radio show I did, I was saying Rizzo is a good option. Now, he's been a great option. I didn't know he was going to go all-star this year. I didn't know 32-year-old Rizzo was going to be rejuvenated. But when he did come in spring training, I'm like, he looks like he lost a little weight. Maybe he was working out. Maybe he was a little extra motivated for two reasons. Getting bounced by the Red Sox, former Red Sox. I think the Red Sox drafted him. Getting bounced by the Red Sox in that wild card game. And then also hearing Yankees fans cry for Matt Olson and cry for Freddie Freeman. I was never doing that. Matt Olson would have been cool for that trade in the beginning if that was ever a thing. I don't think it really was. But Freddie Freeman, I was never interested in, never thought he was coming here. Anthony Rizzo was always sitting right there. And tip your cap to Cashman for that, too. Cashman traded for that guy. He came in here second half of last year, and Cashman re-signed him. He could have opted into any other situation, right? Free agent. He came back here, and he's one of the leaders of the team. He was going MVP to start this season. Judge took over as MVP, and he's been killing it in the last couple weeks, leading this team, looking like an MVP himself, and definitely an all-star this year. Props to Don Antonio Rizzo of the New York Yanks. My guy Hector in the Bronx, on the fan again. What's up, Hector?
What's up, Keith? How you doing tonight, man?
All right.
Hey, I want to make two quick points, one on Kyrie and one on the Yanks. But the Kyrie Irving is real quick. I just want to say that he's not leaving the Nets like Judge is not leaving the Yankees, man. Kyrie grew up a Nets fan. He wants to be there. He ain't going nowhere. That's just rhetoric right now is going on. And he, like I said, he ain't going nowhere, man. So you have fans. Don't sweat it. The dude is going to be there.
They're going to figure it out. It might, you know, it's going to take some push, come to shove, give or take, compromise, but that is what it is. The guy does not want to play for another basketball team the rest of his career.
Absolutely. And now my Yankees comment. First, I wanted to touch on these Mets fans that are comparing Lindor having more RBIs than my man Judge. Please do your homework and realize it because – my man Judge is leading off most of the time, and Lindor's batting third. If Judge was batting third, he would have way more RBIs than Lindor. And with that being said, I don't know why we don't put somebody like, let's say, why don't we try IKF to lead off? He's like the third highest batting average on the team consistently between 270 and 280. He steals bases. He's speedy. Why not give him a try there, man? And then, what's the same? Jay second, and then have your man Judge batting third, and the lineup would be stretched down further. We'll have Torres batting sixth or seventh, which will make our lineup a lot stronger down the middle, I think. What's your opinion on that, Keith?
I think I mentioned him potentially being an option a while ago. I said, okay, if you're going to put Hicks there, why can't you put IKF there? Like you said, speed. But I just don't think they want him at the top of the lineup. I don't think they want him facing guys first. I also don't think they want him ending up in the situation when, you know, the order flips and it's like, oh, IKF is there now. I don't know. But the thing is, if we can't get production out of DJ in the leadoff spot consistently, somebody else has to lead off, and it shouldn't be Judge, because like you said, he'd have more RBIs if those home runs he's hit. I think he's hit at least 3 leadoff home runs this year. So if he's hitting those with no one on, if he hit those at the 2 spot with a runner on, like, there's more RBIs. So I don't know. I think they're still experimenting and figuring out things and trying things. We've seen 4 different leadoff hitters, DJ, Judge. Actually, we've seen 5. I think Matt Carpenter led off. Maybe they can do that more with him. So and Hicks. So DJ, Judge, Hicks, Rizzo, and Carpenter are the 4 or 5 that we've seen. So maybe they need to try IKF next.
And honestly, that's my only critique.
Oh, and Donaldson. Donaldson was leading off, but he was trash.
He's trash leadoff, man. He's trash. He's not a contact hitter. You know what I mean? So, but like I said, you know, who am I to say anything, man? Because I was very judgmental and criticizing at every move, and I was wrong. These guys are doing phenomenal. So, like I said, you know, like I'm gonna trust what Cashman and these guys are doing, and I can just only hope that Judge will bat a little bit down in the lineup. And you guys have a good night, and once again, it's been a pleasure, Keith. Thank you very much, man. Have a good one.
Thanks for the call. I was just thinking of a bar right there. He said judgmental. Yeah, these Yankee fans were so judgmental, but they didn't understand judgmental. Poetry. Bars. I have to write that one down for my Yankee rap. Someone else has to lead off. And I don't mind them trying out different things. Maybe now that Hicks has gotten hot, do they put him at leadoff or they keep him low? I think with Hicks, you got to keep him low. You don't want to do that. And then you're putting too much pressure on him. But I don't want DJ to be the leadoff every day. He can't. He's not the same guy. Judge, I'd rather not have Judge leading off just because of his power and what he can do. You want there to be runners on. Rizzo, I like Rizzo batting after Judge. Nah, not Glaber. Not, you know, not Gallo ever. Not Marwin. So it is what it is. But the Yankees kind of just have their own schedule and their own way of going about picking up, you know, picking out the lineup and picking out the leadoff hitter. Victor is in Westchester next up on the Fan. What you got, Victor?
Hey, Keith, good morning, and I love your show.
Good morning, and thank you. Welcome in.
A first-time caller. I listen every night. I do car service in the evening, and I just wanted to share a fantastic World Series story with you going back to 2000, because lately your show's been talking a lot about the Subway Series.
Yeah, awesome.
This is a fantastic story, Keith, and sometimes people don't believe it, but I went down to the stadium and got tickets for that World Series, and I didn't know what game to get tickets for, so I picked Game 6. And if you remember, the Yankees won it in 5, so I never actually made it to the game. But my brother, who lives in Virginia, comes up with his 3 boys, and me and my 2 boys went to Mickey Mantle's Cafe for lunch. And New York City was electric that day. And this happens to be the day the Yankees won it all, Game 5. And with the city was electric. We're walking across 57th Street, and people are yelling at us because we got our Yankee stuff on, and we're yelling at the Met fans. And it was really a great day. But on the way home, I said to my brother, let's stop by the stadium, even though they're playing at Shea tonight, and just take pictures by the bat because you and your kids don't have tickets to the game. I just thought it would be something nice to do. So we stop by the stadium, and there happens to be a bus there. And on the bus, with the tinted windows, it was hard to see, but there was a gentleman waving at us. So the doors on the bus were open, and I stuck my head in, and it was Don, what's his name, the bench coach. God, come on, Keith, you remember
Don Zimmer.
Don Zimmer, the bench coach. And I said, oh, my God. I said to my brother, the Yankees are coming here to get on this bus to go to Shea. So I left him with the kids. I ran to Jerome Avenue. I got 5 hardballs and 2 throwaway cameras. And we got everybody's signature on the Yankees that night with pictures to go with it. And that's the night they won the World Series. I got 5 Amazing. Hardballs. And you remember Denny Nagel? Denny Nagel used to do the choo-choo things. The kids were all amazed because my kids were like 9 and 11. And my brother's kids were basically the same age. And then my sister calls me from Manhattan. She works in an office building where everybody but her is a Met fan. So you're talking about putting together a Yankee rhyme, a Yankee rap. I put together a Yankee poem for her, and she taped it on everyone's door, Keith. And let me tell you something. You will not believe this. Pride of the Yankees, that's all that you hear. Yankees, Yankees, Yankees everywhere. Mets have no tradition. They have no pride. Their base runners don't even know how to slide. Doc, Cone, and Straw all made the switch. So if you root for the Mets, you must be a witch. Have you noticed the colors they wear? They're black and blue everywhere. These colors will show their pain and sorrow, and they will lose today and then tomorrow. And they lost the first 2 games. And I replaced the word that begins with a B with which, so you know where I'm at.
Just so I know what type of time you were on. That's excellent.
Yeah, and everybody told me you should have called Steinbrenner and sold him that poem.
You might have made some T-shirts out of it or something. That's what would have happened this day and age. Everything gets put on a T-shirt. That's inspirational. I got to get back to the bars. I'm going to find some time this week to say, all right, you just lock yourself in the studio and think of some clever rhymes about this Yankees team. It's long overdue. This team deserves some kind of song, poem, freestyle.
You know, my kids and my nephews have the 5 hardballs, but I still have the pictures. And there was a little boy there that didn't have nothing for the Yankees to sign. And I felt bad because I would have bought him a hardball if I would have known that. And he asked Derek Jeter to sign the sleeve on his shirt. And Derek said, boy, if I sign your shirt, your mama will smack me. He said, please, Derek, please. And Jeter signed his shirt. And he says, I'm not signing anything for any adults because I'm seeing too much of my stuff online for sale, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, it was a great day, and that night they won it all. And my brother, just to make the trip, not even to have tickets, was amazed that we stopped over there and everything worked out the way it did.
It was meant to be. The universe never unconnects. That's a great story, a heck of a memory.
Keith, thank you so much for your time. Great show, and we will speak again.
Awesome, Victor. Awesome call, man. Get me to October. Restore the feeling out here. Get me to these World Series vibes and the good times. Get the Yankees back in the World Series. The Mets can come, too. I want to see what the city's like when the city is buzzing over having both teams in the World Series, owning baseball, being the kings of baseball. This seems like a year to do it. We're going to speak it into existence. We're not touching the money. We're just going off of what we see here. That was a great story. Call me up if you've got great stories like that. Not just tonight, but any night. I know I don't have that much time tonight, but if you have any baseball stories like that, sports stories, meeting players, trying to get tickets, bringing the family together, going on a whim, why you remember certain things. Like, I love hearing stuff like that. That's fandom. And that's stuff you'll never forget. And it can make you feel so great in the moment. And it makes you think about how much we love sports and our teams and how much this stuff is a part of the fabric of our life. It's amazing. It's amazing. I want more amazing times. I want some more amazing experiences. I want the younger generation to have World Series and postseason runs and things that they can look back on and say, yeah, I remember the Yankees this year and the Mets that year. It's coming. It's coming. The world is back to being outside. The world is back to doing freely what we want to do. This summer has already been a crazy summer. It's only going to get crazier, and then we're going to slide into the fall. And I'm praying that the Yankees and Mets meet each other in the Fall Classic. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to hit this break. 877-337-6666 is the number to dial up here if you've got something to say. Quick timeout, and I'll be back after this.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Alexa, play WFAN.
Hey-o! Okay, boys and girls. On the other side of 1:30 a.m., Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM 2 a.m. That means I've got less than a half hour here to wrap things up, to talk to you guys, talk sports, and put a bow on this thing. Let's look at the scores. All games are clearly final in Major League Baseball. Earlier today, the Mets beat the Marlins 6-0, sent them packing, took the series 3 out of 4 games. The Pirates, something is going on in P-Town. Take a look at the highlights. Look for that O'Neal Cruz debut. Or not his debut. I think his is his second time being up. But that kid is a star. He just looks like an athlete. He's going to be crazy over there. The Pirates beat the Cubs 12-1. Red Sox beat the Tigers today. Is that correct? Yes, Red Sox beat the Tigers today 5-2. Giants lose to the Braves in a close one, 2-1. White Sox beat the Blue Jays in a close one, 8-7. Brewers beat the Cardinals at home, 2-0. Royals go and beat the Angels, 6-2 out in the Big A. Padres hold it down. Yu Darvish and those guys win 4-1 over the D-backs. And you know the New York Yankees went to Tampa and took the first game of the series to get the 50 wins on the season, 4-2 from the Rays. My guy Ross is out in Bergen County with something to say on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
Hey, Keith, you got me?
I got you. You're in there.
What's going on, man?
You know, bringing it home.
Yeah, so I heard what you were talking about with the sleep schedules and everything. You know, you think you getting, like, you talk about getting, like, 5-6 hours a night. You think that's bad. Like, last month or two of the school year, I was going to bed from anywhere to 12 to 2. I had to wake up at 5 in the morning every day.
God bless you.
I'm, like,
you.
An hour drive from school. Yeah, so, you know.
God bless you. I had those times, man. I had those times, too. Like, 12 to 5 was my grind. When I worked at MTV and was living down the shore, I was just up at night, like, watching Netflix and stuff. Could never go to sleep till 12. But then I had to get up at 5 to go to the gym, then go get on the bus, and then commute 2 hours. You young boys can do it. You young boys can hack it. I can't hack it anymore.
That's what, I had to start shutting off the Google Home because I had the Fan on. You know, it was keeping me up at night. So that's why I wasn't able to call so much last couple of months. So.
Got to get your rest.
I got nothing.
Vital to anything you do. Anything you're doing awake, you need to have some sleep, some rest for.
Yeah, but, you know, now I'm the complete opposite. Now I got nothing to wake up for. But I mean, besides, like, you know, that was the one plus that I was having to get up that early every morning was, you know, I had a reason to get up
day.
For the morning show.
Yeah, start yeah,
your
day. Yeah,
I had to go to the morning show.
Catch you up.
Now I'm staying up this late. I'm waking up like 9. I don't really have anything to wake up that early for. I'm waking up like 9 to 10. I'm missing on
the entire
morning
it.
Show.
It's not forever. That's one thing I know about life, man. Through being a young person, to being in different school classes, to working different jobs, like your sleep schedule is going to change. And if you get too attached to like a certain sleep schedule, like I can't get attached to the sleep schedule I used to have. I used to be up every morning 6-7 a.m. in the gym. I'm not in the gym at 6-7 a.m. now. I'm not home till 2:33 in the morning. So it changes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it changes. I remember playing football in college. They used to have us up to run and lift at 5:30 in the morning. You have to get up at 5. It's like cold is freezing out. You got to show up to go run and lift.
I was trying out for like a couple of weeks, thought about becoming a, you know, because I don't play football or anything like that. So, you know, there was a spot open to be a manager on the football team. I was like, oh, check it out, see if, you know, I'm interested in it. And the first week, they wanted me to wake up. It was actually the morning after that three overtime game, the game one of the Rangers. The next morning, they wanted me to get to the school at 5:30 for like some like college recruitment thing. And I wound up doing nothing. I woke up at 4 o'clock. I got 2 hours of sleep. I got to the school at 5:30. I did absolutely nothing. It's brutal, man.
So you moved on from that. You figured you weren't going to do too much more of that.
That wasn't for me, man. I wasn't signing up for that. But anyway, you know, these Yankees, man, I don't know how we did it Sunday. I was at the Met game, so I didn't get to watch most of it. But you know, after the game, it was like the eighth or ninth. I had the MLB app open, and I was getting the notification. So I saw Gurriel hit the grand slam, made it into a game, and then Hernandez hit the go ahead 3-run bomb.
Yeah.
And then I get in the car, and then I hear who is it? Shackle, the guy filming for Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Rizzo hit the bomb. I'm like, oh, crap, now it's a run game. And as we were getting home, heard the rest of the game. But it's crazy we pulled out with that. And now tonight, you guys beat the Rays again. And I got to tell you, you know, for someone who can't, as much as I can't stand those Bronx Bombers, they turned me into an Adam Market baseball fan. You know, this past year or two, you know, the Rays are giving the Yankees a run for their money for who I can't stand more. And it's finally good to see that analytic empire finally start to crumble a little.
Yeah,
you know, because
they're cheap.
No names they got.
They're cheap, and they think that they can keep finding guys and replacing guys and letting other guys walk. Nope, then that starts to take away from the core of your team. Fine.
You play with fire long enough, at some point it's going to burn you. You know, you're trading guys like Meadows for one-for-ones with prospects. I mean, I know that Paredes guy broke up the no-hitter today, but Meadows is clearly the better player, and you do that for years and years, eventually it's going to come back to bite you.
Right, I mean, and hopefully this is the year they're slipping a little bit. I don't think the Rays are as almighty as people thought they were going to be.
Were they? I think I saw they were like 2-8 in their last 10, especially now the Red Sox are on the rise now.
They've lost like 8 out of their last 10, and they just slipped underneath the White Sox in the standings. They're 36-31. They're in fourth place.
Good to see, too, because, I mean, let's be honest. I know it's like Yogi Berra said, it's not over till it's over. And I know it's June, too, but if we're being real, the Yankees got this division wrapped up. I mean, there'd have to be a historic collapse for them to blow it. So at this point, I think if you're Toronto, you just turn your focus to them and Boston. And when, you know, you got the Yankees playing them, playing the Red Sox, I guess I got to be a Yankee fan those nights.
Yeah. In a year like this where they change the postseason format and we know that the first-place team gets a bye, for the Yankees to come out of the gate and establish themselves as the number one team and the team that's going to earn that bye and be up 12 games on, you know, June 20th, like, it's ridiculous. They shouldn't lose it. And like, people should be comfortable saying that this division is over, because if the Yankees don't win it at this point, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad run on sports radio conversations and shows.
And you think they're going to, with Cashman, he's not afraid to spend. You got to think they're going to only get better at the deadline. So
If there was a time to push all your chips in, this is it.
Yeah, if we're being real, like I said, I don't see any way they collapse. Because even the Mets, too, like I know Licata was on SNY, you see that video resurfacing everywhere saying the NL East is over. I know it's a little closer, but even with them, you know, the Braves just had that everyone was saying, oh, the almighty Braves with the 14-game winning streak. But if you look at that schedule, it's all sub-500 teams. They were just doing their job. If they lost half of those games, it would have been more an embarrassment than a...
They hit a soft spot in the schedule, and they did what they were supposed to do. Good teams are they're the World Series champions. They're not supposed to lose to the Oakland A's, the Cubs, the Pirates. Oh, they lost to the Cubs. Cubs took the series.
Yeah, but they're like 5 series in a row. They swept against some of the worst teams in the league. It's not impressive. That's what they're supposed to do.
And they're still behind the New York Mets. 5.5 games.
I don't see either one of them. I don't see. It would have to be like monumental collapse for either one of them to blow it.
Well,
but
we're going to keep watching and talking and monitoring this situation. And that's why I said earlier, All right, it's Monday. Now it's Tuesday. But I'm like, another week where the Yankees handled business last week. The Mets handled business last week. Then they handled business over the weekend. These teams are what we think they are. We don't have to question it. We don't have to pick holes or poke holes into everything. We don't have to pick a guy every night to say this guy sucks or this guy could be better. The team is good.
You just got to enjoy the ride. You know, when you're 40 games over 500, you don't have to worry about guys like Gallo and Hicks.
They don't matter.
Guys to carry the load.
They can struggle, and the team will overcome their bad play. And then when those guys get it together, they have a chance, like Hicks, to play hero. Saturday and tonight, he got the chance to play hero. The rest of the guys don't have it. You have it in the time that you get the opportunity to cash in. Good. Now we're putting respect on his name instead of disrespecting Aaron Hicks every night like we've done in the past.
For sure, man. Either way, for the time being, New York City's back as far as
we on top. Stuff. King of the hill, top of the heap, A number one. Thanks for the call, Ross. Let's go to David in Midwood next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
Great, great. Looking at the standings, looking at the scores, thinking about where we are in the season. And, you know, next thing you know, it's July, and it's after July 4th, and it's after the All-Star, then what? So we'll see. Think these teams are going to do it.
Just want to hear what you have to say about this. I forgot exactly what year it was. When Matt Harvey was one of the best pitchers in baseball, someone wanted to for the Yankees to trade Judge and Severino for Matt Harvey. What do you think about that?
Someone where? Was that on WFAN? Did someone call in and say
no,
that?
No, I forgot. No, I forgot who it was.
Oh, man. You should go find the guy that put that one out there and do a old takes exposed. This didn't age well. Imagine that. Imagine the Yankees trading. They would have never done that. And clearly we all see why.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been smart.
No, that's why, you know, and maybe it's a fan or maybe it's a host or a reporter or someone with some type of media credentials, some type of credible media source. But that's why I say all these trades, like I'm not a trade machine guy. I'm not, even when the trade deadline comes around, I'm not trying to cook up a trade. That's not my job. I'm a fan. I watch the game. I tell you what I think as a fan. I call myself a fanalist because I'm analyzing the game from a fan perspective. I didn't play baseball and go pro. I don't know that. So I also don't know who they should trade or what deals they should do. That's why they have general managers to do that job. And hopefully Cashman makes some good trades for the Yankees and Epler makes some good trades for the Mets to shore both of these teams up for a postseason run to the World Series.
Yep, let's hope the Mets end up on top.
Of the NL. Thanks for the call, David. I really think that if there's ever been a year, right, it's supposed to be Cashman's last year on his deal, Billy Epler's first year on his deal. If there's ever been a year for GMs to say, hey, we're going all in. We're going to get extra guys for the bench, and we're going to get guys in case one of these guys get hurt. We're going to get extra bats and extra arms for this postseason run to shore us up. Yeah, we know we have a good team, but let's not rest. If there's moves that are able for us to be, you know, making this year, like don't prospect hug this year. This could be the year that changes everything. This could be the year that you do win the World Series. And then none of that's going to matter. So coming up, folks, it is June 21st. The trade deadline is August 2nd. We are within that month window or so just about where we'll know, we'll see, and we'll also see if the Yankees and Mets can keep it up. Looking at their schedule, I think they will. I think they will, and I'm pumped, obviously, for July because we'll be in the middle of the summer. We'll have the All-Star game, and then right after the All-Star game, Mets and Yankees will face off the first two games at Citi Field, Yankees versus Mets at Citi Field on the 26th, 27th. I'll have to figure out how to get over there and how to get back to WFAN. That's different than trying to go to Yankee Stadium. I've got that down. But either way, I want to go to those games. Those are going to be great games. Allen out in Queens, where the Mets play on the Fan. Oh, we got to take this timeout. We got one more timeout, and then that's pretty much all I'm going to have here. Thought we could get one more in and just push to the break at the top of the hour, but let's hit this break right now. When I come back, we got a couple calls. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Whether you're first time, long time, or all the time, call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
All right, folks. The final countdown. KM till 2 a.m. That's about to be 2 a.m. Last few minutes or so here. Let me try and get these calls in. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Thanks for calling. Thanks for tweeting. Thanks for listening. Let's wrap this thing up and talk to the fans, calling the Fan, and see what they've got to say. Now we can go to Allen out in Queens where the Mets play. What's up, Allen?
Hi, Keith. How are you doing? I don't think Hal Steinbrenner was chosen to win MVP. That's why he's batting the first and second. MVP will add $1 million, $2 million to his average value. That's just how I feel.
I don't know if Hal's weighing in on what's best for the lineup and for the team and saying, hey, we got to keep the price down. The price is all the way up. It's only going to keep going up. But I don't know. I think he's good batting second.
Was he's coming down. He has only 50 RBIs and 25 homers.
Yeah, well, just so happens that some of those are, you know, leadoff homers. Some of those are guys getting out and making stupid outs and not being on when Judge comes up. And, yeah, he's in the top of the order. And, you know, with DJ, there's a lot of times DJ isn't getting on. DJ's grounding out right in front of him or whoever's batting ninth, whether it's Higashioka or Trevino or Gallo, I don't know. I don't worry too much about that. Judge has been hitting second for a long time. I feel like that's a good spot for him. I really don't care to see him third or fourth, and especially because I like what they have with him, Rizzo, Stanton. Stanton's got to get going a little bit again, but I'm not worried about Stanton. He'll come through when he gets hot again.
You think Jose Ramirez might take MVP?
Do I think who?
Jose Ramirez might take MVP.
Jose Ramirez, maybe. I think the Guardians are playing a little bit better, and that guy is great. He had a good start to the season. I think Judge can hold him off, though. Like, Judge is Judge, right? Judge isn't playing for the Guardians. Judge is playing for the New York Yankees. So if the New York Yankees keep winning and Judge keeps leading the way, he just had a little bit of a slower run here because he's not, you know, smacking home runs. I don't know if he hit one. I don't think he hit one out of the Rogers Center. It's fine. I'm not worried about Judge. I think he's still up there to be an MVP candidate. Jose Ramirez obviously is one of the best hitters and players in the game, but he ain't winning MVP over Judge if Judge is on the first place Yankees.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Thanks for calling in. I mean, something, you know, has to be said about being the most valuable player on the most successful team. If you're a valuable player on a team that's not winning, your value is not higher than Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge is a guy that's going to be up there in home runs, obviously OPS. He'll get there in RBIs too, batting average, whatever. I don't know. I'm not worried about Judge. He's batting 301. You guys know his stats. It's Judge. I'm not worrying about Judge because he's not hitting a home run every day. This guy goes on ridiculous stretches. This is a guy that'll be there when we need him to, and he should still be considered at the top of the list for AL MVP. Carl, out in the Bronx. What's up, Carl? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. I'll try to make this real quick. I know we're running out of time. I got a short story. Can you hear me all right? On my headset, I'm driving a truck. I drive 500-600 miles every night.
Yeah, you're good. I got you. Go for it.
Sounds good. So back in the early 90s, my cousin was a huge Minnesota Twins fan. My mom gave him a pair of Twins socks, and he was down in Florida. He went to a spring training game, and they spotted his socks peeking out from his pants, and they put him on the big screen as the fan of the game or whatever, and sent him down to the dugout for the rest of the spring training game. And he was the biggest Kirby Puckett fan in the world. I mean, he rode the team bus home. And from that point on, he's had a career in baseball ever since. He's the away team dugout manager for the Rays now. And he's had a job in baseball ever since. He became best friends with Kirby Puckett as a little kid. They exchanged Christmas presents and everything.
Wow.
And he got me all kinds of signatures. He got me Tino Martinez, who was my idol back in, you know, in the 90s, dynasty years. I used to go to all the Saturday games with my Uncle Bill.
Awesome. Great story. You never know what can happen and spark in a young man or a young person and then where that's going to lead them. It always starts young. I mean, we all get a little taste of something that we like when we're young, and then it can turn into our passion. That's a great story.
Yeah, well, I'll try to let you get to another call, but I'll come back another time. Have a great night.
Thanks, Carl. Drive safe out there. Hold it down. All you guys driving and working the night shift, lock in. Do what you got to do. Hold it down. Hold it down. Last call, Seth, all the way out in Scottsdale, Arizona, on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, I'm a new listener for you, man. Quick kudos to you. I appreciate your humility, your you know, how much you value your opportunity, and that you get and give callers a very reasonable amount of time to talk. So thank you to that, and I'll start calling you a little bit more.
Thanks.
Yep. So I logged in about a half hour ago after watching that Adam Sandler movie. He's a great movie, by the way, Hustle. So a couple of quick sports stories for you. So when I graduated college, I lived in Manhattan, and I worked for the biggest sports marketing firm in the country, IMG, at that time. And we had a couple of really big profile clients. One was Derek Jeter, right? 1999. I furnished his apartment for him during spring training so that when he got to New York City, he had a furnished apartment, bed, TV, paper towels, and you know it. I have a signed ball from him right now that says, Seth, thanks so much for your help. And I would go with him on signings and use a little clicker, right, from Steiner Sports Marketing to make sure that however many autographs he was committed to do, he would do. So that's a cool Jeter story.
Yeah.
Yep.
You never know.
Right?
People on the inside doing whatever, but that's great.
So the most amazing experience was, if I was to ask you who's the most famous athlete of all time, if not one of the most famous human beings of all time, who would you guess?
Jordan.
Better than that. Bigger than that. Next step up.
Is it the same sport? I don't know if it could be the same sport.
No, not the same sport as Jordan, but an athlete, the most famous of all time.
Still living?
No.
Muhammad Ali?
You got it right.
Okay.
So he was also a client, and he had an endorsement deal, and I went with him to a studio down in Manhattan. And from the time he got out of the car just to walk into the venue, like, you know, this kind of cool place where he was doing the shoot, I mean, every person on the street stopped. And I sat there with him. He wasn't able to speak at the time, but, you know, he was a little bit more coherent than he was the last few years. And I have a picture of he and I holding hands with one of the most famous, if not the most famous, athlete and person of all time. Pretty cool.
Awesome. Never forget it. Can't forget it. That's great.
And then, you know, just to end real quick on a not quite the same level. So I worked at a restaurant in Scottsdale. Tony La Russa would come in here a lot because he was working for the Diamondbacks. And he'd come in late, have dinner. He'd be sitting there reading a book, having a glass of wine. And I remember this like it was yesterday. The Yankees that night had Johnny Damon on second base in the bottom of the ninth. And they had a single up. Basically, they sent him home. He got thrown out at the plate. And I remember being like, hey, Tony, was that the right move to make? And he did say yes, but the point being, as a baseball fan, pretty cool to talk to a Hall of Famer manager about a certain play in a baseball game, right?
All that stuff is cool to me.
I got some more for you. I'll give them to you another time. I know you're up against it. Nice chatting with you.
Great call. Appreciate you guys adding your stories. Like, it adds to the show. I can't tell every story. I could tell as many as I could, but thank you once again for rocking with me Monday night into Tuesday morning. Got through it. Have a good rest of your week. Sal Licata's coming up next to talk more Mets, more Yanks, more baseball, more sports right here on The Fan. Once again, my name is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, KM to AM. KM to 2 AM concludes. You can follow me at Keith McPherson wherever you follow people at. But you also don't have to. You can also just go to sleep or keep listening to Sal. I'll be back later on tonight. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The
Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.